Okay, go ahead and sit down. I saw that a lot of your scores, like your mood and stuff like that, were really low. Especially the sex thing. Is there anything I can do to help improve your sexual satisfaction? What was that? What do we offer here? Well, do you watch porn? You do watch porn. Okay, so porn is not enough for you. I can find some dating sites for you. Did you just scoff at my offer of a dating site to you? I'm sorry, that was really pathetic of me, wasn't it? Here I am. A professional therapist with a college education, resources, and life experiences, and to help you with your sexual satisfaction, the best I can offer you is a dating site. As if that would actually help you. After all, I'm supposed to be helping you with your sexual satisfaction, not trying to help you find the love of your life. And the truth is, if you're not a guy who is 6 feet tall, have a six-pack, and make six figures, dating sites won't work for you if you are a guy looking for a girl. Girls won't even respond to you. Dating sites would actually just, you know, be a waste of time for you. Of course, not all girls are like that, but the ones that go on dating sites are very much like that. Again, I'm sorry for offering dating sites to help you. Honestly, I was hoping you'd be politically correct in your answer and suggest dating sites yourself so I could find those for you. It would be the easiest thing I could do for you. But if I want to actually help you and improve your sexual satisfaction, I think we need to think of something less politically correct. I'm not allowed to have sexual activity with you, okay? But I think this other idea just might work. Hold on, I'll be right back. Oh, here. I got some lotion for you and some paper towels. Go ahead and stroke your cock. Pull your pants down. Use the lotion to lube yourself up. And stroke it. No, not in the bathroom. Right here. Right now. Yes, I'm serious. Stroking it in the bathroom will just feel like your everyday run-of-the-mill masturbation sessions. Masturbating in front of me might be more exciting for you and actually help with your sexual satisfaction. It's okay. It's just you and me in the room. No one can see us or hear us. Just think, after all the sessions we ever had, has anyone ever opened the door during the time I was in a session with you? Exactly. So you're fine. This is just between you and me. Go ahead and stroke it. Yes, make it hard. I love watching you do this. I can see it getting hard already. Your dick looks so good. Yes, that's it. Stroke it. Just relax and stroke it. I love watching you do that. And it looks like you like me watching you do it too. I love how you make that sound. Yes, you're jacking off in front of your therapist in session. Does that excite you? I knew it would. No need to apologize about breathing so hard. Feel free to breathe as loud and even moan as loud as you want. Wow. You're moaning my name now. Yes, that's perfectly fine. I want you to enjoy this as much as you can. This session is to help you with your sexual satisfaction. You're doing such a good job. I love how you're looking into my eyes while you moan my name and jack off. Yes, keep stroking it. No, you cannot suck my tits. No, you can't touch them. I'm sorry, that would just be inappropriate. But keep stroking it, okay? It looks like you're really having fun right now. So, how does it feel to have your female therapist tell you it's okay to jack off in front of her in session? Awesome, right? Yeah, feels great, I bet. Oh, but we're almost out of time, so hopefully you can finish up soon. That's so hot, seeing you stroke it even faster. Yes, keep stroking it. You're making your therapist's nipples hard. Whoa, you moan my name so loudly. Looks like you're getting close. Yes, that's it. Come for me. I mean, come for yourself. I want you to be sexually satisfied. Yeah. Oh, our time is almost up though, so I can only give you just a little over 10 seconds. I'll count down from 10 to 1, and then we have to end the session, whether you ejaculate or not. 10. 9. Come on, stroke it. 8. That's it. Keep going. Keep moaning my name faster, just like that. I love it. 7. I bet you never had this kind of therapy from a licensed professional therapist before, have you? Yeah, I didn't think so. 6. 5. Shit. My pussy's getting wet. Yeah. What was that? You could come faster if I moaned. Well, I guess that still wouldn't be breaking their rules. Okay. Four. Yes, keep stroking that dick in my office during your therapy session with me. I can see you getting so turned on listening to your therapist moan in your session. 3. 2. You're so close. You're so close to relieving that stress. Come on. You can do it. Shit, you're calm. 2.5. 2.75. And 1. Yes! You ejaculated right in my office while I was watching you. You did such a good job today. I'm so proud of you. Oh, one more thing though. I have a homework assignment for you. Sometime this week, when you're by yourself and no one is around to see you or hear you, I want you to jack off to me. Here, let me lift up my shirt and my bra to show my tits. That way you can have a visual memory to help you. Take a good look at this. Try to remember my tits as much as you can. Maybe something before you go to bed at night, think about me and jerk yourself off. The next month, we'll see if your sexual satisfaction improved long term. How about we give it a quick rating now? Last week, your sexual satisfaction was a 1 out of 10. How is your sexual satisfaction now? A perfect 10? Wow! So my method really helped. Our session is up for now, so go to the front desk and the receptionist will schedule your appointment with me next month. See ya!